And at 7:07, we have clear to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says one person was injured during a single vehicle accident Sunday night on Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County. 45-year-old Bruce Allen Cornwall of St. Clairsville, Ohio, was transported by Lewis Township Fire and Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs after the pickup he was driving went out of control and hit a bridge guardrail. Officials say Cornwall's 2004 Chevy Silverado pickup was traveling north on I-29 just after 10 p.m. when the truck crossed into the left lane. Cornwall overcorrected, sending the vehicle spinning clockwise into the right lane. When the driver's side of the vehicle hit a bridge guardrail at the 45-mile marker, Cornwall was ejected out the left side window of the pickup and landed in the east ditch. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol was found at the scene and is believed to be a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. Two men from Nebraska were arrested on drug charges Sunday evening in southwest Iowa. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says Clinton Doyle and Daryl Wickman, both of Nebraska City, Nebraska, were arrested for delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, following a traffic stop. Doyle, who was driving the vehicle, was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license. Both men were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 cash bond. Police and city officials in Council Bluffs are warning the public about an alleged scam artist. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 39-year-old James Urso, also known as James Fetter, has left a trail of unhappy customers throughout the country, oftentimes taking money up front for work he fails to complete. Officials in Council Bluffs say he's likely doing work there to pay restitution to victims who were allegedly scammed elsewhere. In April, Ohio's Attorney General announced the indictment of James Urso on felony theft charges relating to his home improvement business. Urso of Mount Gilead, Ohio, operated companies under the names of Help Point Restoration, LLC, and Zuncare Restoration, LLC. The indictment alleges that in 2011 and 2012, Urso took nearly $22,000 from four homeowners for roof replacement and other repairs, but failed to perform the work, deliver the materials, or provide a refund. In December of 2012, Ohio's Attorney General Consumer Protection Section filed a civil lawsuit against Urso and his companies for violations of Ohio's consumer sales practices. As a result, Urso was ordered to pay more than $52,800 in restitution and civil penalties. On April 29th of this year, a warrant was issued for Urso's arrest in Ohio. The felony warrant charged him with fifth-degree theft and fourth-degree theft, which is theft from an elderly person. Urso pled guilty to the charges earlier this month. He's scheduled to appear in an Ohio court on October 2nd for a disposition hearing. He also has been charged in Kentucky, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Now, anyone who is in this area who may have had money stolen from a contractor, regardless of who that may be, you can call the police at 712-328-5737. Elsewhere in area news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board of Directors is set to meet this evening at City Hall. And during their 5:15 session, the board will receive updates on the Summer Rec Program, Capital Projects, and Boy Scout Cabin. Old business includes a policy on donors and or sponsors placing names on park buildings. And in his report to the board, Director Roger Herring will talk about graffiti on the playground equipment at Pellet Park and this coming weekend's two-day disc golf tournament at Sunnyside Park. Herring says last year, people from five states were in Atlantic for the tournament, which was spearheaded by Frank Saddlemeyer. And in the funeral announcements this morning, James William Sheeler, age 85, of Sedalia, Missouri, and formerly of the Adair County area, died Tuesday at his home. Military graveside services for James Sheeler will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Norma Blatt, age 88, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Norma Blatt will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Luana Beidelman, age 97, of Panora, died Thursday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Luana Beidelman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Thomas Albert O'Brien Jr., age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Des Moines, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas O'Brien Jr. will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lowell Opperly, age 90, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Lowell Opperly will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Lois Marie White, age 94, of Iowa City, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Lois White will be on Saturday in the Atlantic Cemetery. The time of that service is pending. Lansing Funeral and Cremation Services in Iowa City is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.